It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. A manuscript handwritten by Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff of his Second Symphony has sold at auction for about $2 million to a private collector. The 320-page score was presumed lost after its premiere in St. Petersburg in 1908 until it was discovered in a private collection in 2004. It's thought to be the only surviving handwritten manuscript of the symphony in existence. After the first performances in St. Petersburg and Moscow, it is believed the orchestration was revised, making the manuscript the last remaining evidence of Rachmaninoff's original version. The manuscript was previously due to go up for sale at Sotheby's in 2004, but was withdrawn after members of the Rachmaninoff family claimed to be the true owners, saying there was no evidence of the composer ever having sold it during his lifetime. A settlement was later agreed to in 2005, and the score has since been on display at the British Library. Colorado Symphony Orchestra's first classically cannabis event happened last Friday night, just like any other fine arts fundraiser, with suit and dress-wearing attendees politely mingling in a high-ceilinged art gallery, sipping drinks and shaking hands. The first of three fundraisers in which invite-only attendees were encouraged to bring their own pot. The event also included a patio in which patrons casually smoked pot from joints and vaporizer pens and glass pipes under umbrellas as a light rain fell. The event, which was switched from public to private after the city of Denver warned the CSO about the illegality of public marijuana consumption, has gained international attention since it was announced. The 250 or so attendees shelled out at least $75 per person to support the CSO's experiment in culture bridging. "Look around. This is not Stoner Town," said Evan Lasky, executive vice president of the CSO, who characterized the series as just another designed to tap into new donors. "We have to build new audiences because the old people are dying off. We have to fight this perception of elitism," he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.